This is the Think Big Dentistry Show, where indecision and confusion come to die. Go beyond the normal and ordinary ideas. Listen in for systems and strategies to help you create a profitable practice and create the freedom to live your most powerful life. Here are your hosts, Dr. John and Mara Lee.
Welcome to the Big Dentistry Show. I'm Dr. John Gordon, and I am honored to have my co-host, Mara Lee Sears, with me. Mara Lee, how's your day going today? I know you've been busy on your phone doing some consult phone calls, and you've been busy. So you get to...
Best part of my day right here. Best part of my day, Dr. John.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you get to sit down now and kind of relax and do a Zoom call with me, and we're going to straighten out this dental world yet.
You know what? We are.
Yeah.
With your strong back, I think we've got this under control, Dr. John. That's exactly what we're going
to
do.
I think we're up to the challenge, Mara Lee, and we're just going to let it rip. So you've got the topic for today.
That's right.
So I'm going to let you introduce the topic, and then we'll start yakking.
For me, this topic is, we talk about starting the year strong, starting the week strong, starting the day strong. Mm-hmm. My topic is ending the year strong.
Yes.
Right? Good. And you and I have the chance to work with a number of offices. And what can happen for the final quarter here is that people can either go, hey, looks like we're going to hit our goal. Awesome. And they kind of sit back a little bit and get a little bit comfortable. Yeah. Or they can go, you know what? Things didn't quite go exactly as I planned. So I don't know if I'm going to hit my goal. And like Q4 almost becomes like this just waiting game for the end of the year to come so that they can have some hope again when the new year comes.
Yeah.
And what you and I have both seen is that Q4 matters, is what I'm trying to say. Like, the last quarter matters. In fact, I think the last quarter matters tremendously.
It does, Mara Lee. And, you know, it's interesting. I love this topic because when it's kind of like running the very, very difficult race and you've got the last quarter mile to go. And the quarter of the mile is just chewing on you. And this is where you got to dig deep. You got to dig deep and look at what's the ethos and your commitment level to accomplishing your goal? Like you said, are we going to sit back and go, gosh darn it, you know, we've had this ornery summer and last spring and things haven't gone our way, so we're going to adjust down the goals. That's one way of putting it and one way of looking at it. I've never been that way, Mara Lee, and I know you haven't either. It's kind of like, we got to look at this last quarter. What were we supposed to do each quarter is how I would look at it. And now that we're in the last quarter, what was that last quarter expecting of us? And what were we expecting of ourselves to maintain and challenge this last quarter and take it on and look it straight in the eyes and say, I'm coming after you and I'm going to win. I'm going to get back in your face and this thing is going to happen and lead your team. What do you do?
Okay, Dr. John, in case you guys haven't picked up on this, is he not the most fantastic coach ever? I think it's just a blessing to each of us that he chose dentistry, because I think you could have done football. I know you could have done baseball. I know you could have done a number of things, but you are such a tremendous coach and you were being way too kind. I'm the person who's like, I can get deflated. You're the person who doesn't get deflated. You're the person that helps those of us that can get deflated.
No, I'm
going to be honest here. I can get deflated. I'm the person who can go, I'm doing really, really well. Time for me to sit back, or things I can do both of it, or things haven't gone exactly as I've expected. It's hard for me. Should I really keep trying? Maybe I'll reset at the new year.
Yeah.
And I think it's what I'm saying. I've seen it happen in practices. I've seen it happen in people, and I've seen it happen personally when you stop behaving that way. When instead, even when you go, you know what? I'm going to believe until the last minute. And Dr. John, some of my favorite places to go for examples of this is football. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually cannot remember. This is terrible. I can't remember what Super Bowl it was. When the Patriots were down, down 17 or something like that.
Yep.
In the final quarter. And I mean, it was just one of those things where I'm going to admit something here. I have never been a Tom Brady fan, but it changed that day. It honestly changed that day because I don't like to cheer for the winners. I like to cheer for the underdogs or the people that I have a personal connection with, right? So like, I'm not cheering for the Patriots. They won, you know, I just had all these reasons that I was never going to be a Tom Brady fan. But for whatever reason, I know the reason. I changed my mind that day because it was like, that's someone who, no matter, even though they're so good, and even though they were so far behind, they didn't stop. Like, that to me showed a tremendous amount of character. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to say is that's something that we can develop. And that's, we have the opportunity right now, no matter where, what your practice has done up until this point, you have the opportunity between now and the end of the year to be like, damn, I pushed to see what I was capable of. Yeah. And I know that's going to make next year even like so much better than it would have been if I just been like checking out for the next 3 months. Yep. You know, just, you know, just going to call it.
Yep.
Right. And so that's what I want to talk about is, you know, what are the steps now that I feel like we can take given where we're at right now to make sure that you're making yourself stronger, that you're showing up completely, and that you're setting yourself up for success in the new year, not waiting for the new year to show to, but actually giving yourself all the momentum going into it.
Yeah.
And so, Dr. John, if you have something to share, go right ahead.
I was going to say, the way that I looked at my practice, Marilee, and my days, my weeks, my months, my quarters, my year, is I felt strongly about what our practice had to offer people. I felt strongly about my staff and their ability to interrelate personally with my patients. Mm-hmm. I felt strongly about my staff's ability to interrelate with each other and the and keep developing and maintaining the culture of the practice and not letting it diminish. We had high expectations of each other. I felt like our patients deserved our absolute best. So I challenged my staff every day, go out there and give it your absolute best. No, not just your best, your absolute best. Those patients need you. And we had to have that feeling that we had something to offer, and what we had to offer our patients, they needed. And maybe they didn't realize they needed it, but we knew they did. Not just the dentistry, but also the relationship part of it. The dentistry we felt very highly about. I felt very good about the quality of the dentistry that we gave them. I felt very good about the results of the dentistry that we gave people and how we were able to change their lives. And that was my ethos, was these people didn't realize how much we were going to be able to help them change their lives. So why should we go in the last quarter of the year and we're not meeting our goals and whatever and just kind of punt? And so for this last quarter, all the people that we saw and we denied them the opportunity to make themselves better by giving up to a degree, by slipping back into mediocrity and just saying, mm-hmm. Today, you know, I only got to hang on till the end of month of October, then we have Halloween. And then Halloween's a fun holiday. People love it. Mary and I love it. We love it with our grandchildren. And then guess what? It's only 3 weeks till Thanksgiving. And so between Halloween and Thanksgiving, we start hearing the Christmas carols. You start seeing the decorations going up. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, we're in a mad dash to get all the gifts and get all the parties and everything. And then we have New Year's. And then guess what? We have a new year. Well, the last quarter provides us a great challenge. Two things, Marilee. We've got to finish up strong. Mm-hmm. We have to finish strong, because the way you finish up this year in the last quarter is going to set the stage mentally and emotionally for you and your team starting in 2023. You also, in this last month, have to spend time together visioning what you want to accomplish next year. And again, when you sit down on a round robin table and as a team develop those goals and those ambitions and whatever it is that you want to accomplish, the mental approach that you start January 2nd or 3rd, whenever you go back to the office, is going to be a direct reflection upon your attitude and the way you finished in 22.
And, absolutely.
I was talking with a dentist friend of mine the other day, and I was telling him, Michael, from the minute you walk into that office till the second you leave, you have to be on. He says, yeah, you do. And I said, and the staff, he has a very nice staff. And I told him, I said, and those people do too. And says, you've got to be on for your patients and you got to be on for the staff. And as importantly, you got to be on for yourself. And it is exhausting emotionally, merely, but that's what the leadership about the dentist is about.
Yes.
As if, you know, the whole staff, your patients are going to be looking up to you. They're looking for guidance and leadership. Your staff is looking for guidance and leadership. And if you're not up to it, figure out what you got to do to get up to it. And if you have problems getting up to it, you give me a call and we'll talk personally. And I'll spend 30 minutes with you on the phone, and hopefully I'll get you to drinking the juice and seeing the light that you can do these things. And it's not that difficult.
If you don't get them drinking the juice, there's no juice to be had. I'm just saying, you have Dr. John gets people drinking the juice, or they're just not juice drinkers. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you can't get inspired talking to Dr. John, I don't know if you have a pulse. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's the challenge, Marilee.
Yeah.
I would welcome any phone call with any of the listeners. I'll put my personal phone number on the end of the podcast here, and they can call me. I'll answer the phone. Now, I may not answer it immediately because I'm going to wonder, okay, who's this calling me? So just leave a nice little message. And I look at my phone messages and immediately, and I will call back if it's a relevant call.
Okay, Dr. John, you are so freaking awesome. Okay, that is like the, you now have no excuse not to end the year strong. No. Are you listening? You have no excuse.
No, they don't. Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to do, Marilee, is, and what we're trying to do is leverage the concept of no excuses.
That's right.
Now, if you want to live in the excuse world, then you're going to have to live with the consequences of living in the excuse world. In my opinion, that's not a fun place to be. That is not a fun place to be.
It's pretty easy. It's very human to live our life in reaction. It shows advanced character to live our life in a way of direction.
Correct.
I say, this is where I'm going. I'm going to do everything within my power. And darn it, it's going to happen one way or the other. You know what? I run into an obstacle. I find another way.
Yeah.
That comes from character. That doesn't just happen automatically.
Yep.
And Dr. John, I mean, that's why you have the practice and you have the team that you have had. And because you developed that over time, truly.
And you know, Marilee, they knew I had their best interests at my heart. I told them repeatedly that my main obligation as being, I never used the word boss ever. I just didn't like it. Team member, whatever, leader, was to help them become the absolute best that they could become, to help them discover what their barriers were, what their hurdles were, and help them work through them, but to constantly challenge them every day. And I would be walking from chair to chair, you know, in between appointments or going into hygiene. And, you know, I'd give a gander around the practice and I'd be listening for conversations. And when I heard great conversations going on, man, it's just like, you just want to go, you know, I'd poke my head in the operatory and go, you know, something like that. Or I'd high five of them or give them a fist, you know, fist bump. And when they needed coaching up, we'd stop immediately and do a little coaching up. But they knew that everything was coming from my heart. And I'm going to use this word, Marilee, and I hope people understand, because it wasn't a romantic thing. I loved my staff people individually. And I think if you're going to be a great leader, you have to have a degree of love, not the romantic type, but you have to love the person as a person. And when that happens, you are really willing to make yourself vulnerable to them, and they will make themselves vulnerable to learning from you as a team. Now, we can't let that get out of bounds by any means. That has to stay appropriate. But I truly believe in that concept. And see, that's why I think corporations, it's so difficult, Marilee, to exist in those groups, because the employees come and go, the doctors come and go, and it's all strictly numbers based. The love is for the numbers, not for the people.
Oh, and the love that you have, that you had with your team, the culture that you cultivated with your team came from a place of believing and seeing who they really were as people. You did that for your team, and you also did that for your patients. And that's why you were so relentless on making sure that they developed, right? That your team members, you saw what they were capable of. And so you wouldn't let them continue to fall short of that, right? You continually were holding them up to that vision. And what I'm trying to say, Dr. John, and I'm saying to everybody listening, is that is an incredible skill for each of us to work on, right? To not believe, to believe in others, and then to also turn that mirror around and be like, you know what? Nope, I'm not letting you off the hook that easy. You know, and these are a few questions that I feel like I start to ask. I would say I ask myself these frequently. October on, Dr. John, I'm asking myself these things probably each week, right? Mm-hmm. And the question, the first question I have is like, what am I committed to? Mm-hmm. And second is like, how do I know I'm committed to it? Right? Because if I say that I'm committed to an excellent team or delivering the best customer service or the best new patient experience, whatever it may be, how there has to be some effort, right? If it is not backed up by action, I don't really believe it, right? There has to be something to show that it's there. And then the other part is sometimes we put goals on our charts or what, you know, goals out there. And when we sit back, we look at it and we go, actually, I'm not really committed to it. Let me give you an example of this. Work with an awesome dentist in Texas who was just committed to doing $2 million this year, right? Committed to collecting $2 million this year. We're going to hit over $2 million for the first time. Private practice doctor, one doctor, two hygienists, two assistants, you know, okay, we're going to hit over $2 million. We spoke in August and he was pretty much on track for the goal. And you know what he said? He's like, my oldest daughter, you know what? She's 17. She's going to be going off to college next year. And he said, I'm really happy with the growth we're taking. He said, but if I hit 2 million, but I don't have quality time with my daughter this year, it was in August. That's right. He said, if I don't have some quality time with my daughter this summer, I'm going to not look at this year as a success. And so we didn't take away the $2 million, but we had to also say, okay, I'm not doing $2 million at the expense of my daughter. So we had to put things on his calendar for the 2 million. It meant that he didn't go to a conference that he was considering going to. Right. And that was right. Cause we had to look at these, what am I really committed to? Because right. If you think you're committed to everything, you're not committed to anything. Right. Like you have to choose what you're really committed to. And I think it's worth looking at your goals that you've had and say, am I really committed? Not from a place of like, I'm going to cut myself some slack. It's from a place of, am I sacrificing? So, I mean, that was a unique example is what I'll say. I think more often we say, I'm not really committed to it because I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. And that is a crappy answer of why we're not committed to something, because I'm afraid I might fail.
Yep.
Even if that's the thought, it is, what am I committed to? And then how am I showing that I'm committed to it? I'm committed to, you know, 1.5 million this year. I'm committed to 2 million this year. I don't think I'm going to hit it, but my actions are going to be, if that's a thought, I don't know if I'm going to hit it, but damn it, my actions are going to show that I think I'm going to hit it. I'm going to believe until I get there. I'm going to keep pushing until I get there.
Right.
And for those of us that have that humanness where that doubt comes in at times, this is where character is built.
Correct.
This is where I've seen it for myself, that impossible goals have been hit because I wasn't willing to give up. Right. And there's a beautiful thing when we don't give up and let off the gas because we think we might not hit those things.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't always mean that we hit the goal, but it always means that we change as a person and it makes the next future growth that much better. Okay, Dr. John, I know you have something to share here.
Yeah. You mentioned character building, and I love that. And there's this the thing that when we make a promise to someone, are you committed to keeping, like you said? And, you know, I've talked about the four C's: courage, curiosity, creativity, and commitment. Do you have the courage to keep that promise? How creative can you be and curious? How curious and creative can you be in creating the format and the game plan and stay committed to it to make those things happen? Can your dentist in Texas still make that $2 million, but also create quality time with his daughter and do both of them? And that's a great time. Does he have the courage to look at that? How creative can he be? And how curious can he be in that creative mode to figure out a game plan and then stick with it? The biggest thing, Marilyn, where I love to see people that we talk with and work with is learning to keep the commitment and the promise to themselves.
Yes.
That is the number one person you need to keep promises to. Because if you're not going to keep a promise to yourself, I guarantee you, you will not keep it to others.
Well, at the end of the day, okay, I'm going to say this, Dr. John, I'm the person, and I think there might be other people out here who do this, where they keep putting commitments to others ahead of the commitments that we make to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're only as good as the word that we keep to ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that's where our lives are built, right? Our results come from that place. And so well said. And that's the next thing. So I said, what are we committed to? How do our actions show that we're committed to it? How does our time show that we're committed to it? What are we doing that someone could say they're committed? And the other part of that, I'm going to say, Dr. John, is, and what do we need to stop doing to show that we're committed to it?
Yep. Well, Marilee, that falls right in the 80-20 that we've talked about so often. 20% of what we do gives us 80% of our results. So figure that out and put all of your energy into that 20%, all of it, and get rid of the other crap that you do that has absolutely zero effect. In fact, it pulls you away from the last quarter results. If you're doing something, and this is what I did with my staff constantly, I said during the day today, if you find yourself slipping into the 80% that gives you 20% of your results, recognize it immediately. Start learning about yourself and learning about your daily routines and what you do. Stop doing those things. Just stop doing it because it's not going to get us where we want to go. And if you learn to live in that 20% that gives you 80% of your results, then you have more time on your hand than what you can imagine. And so you have total ability to have extreme quality time with your daughter.
That's exactly right. If you take out, you don't need to take out the $2 million goal to have the time with your daughter. You need to take out all the other little things that you might even find a little bit enjoyable, right? Oh, just checking my email, or the things that actually don't add anything, but for some reason, they just kind of give us that dopamine hit or whatever it may be. They're easier mm-hmm. to focus on. They're easy to check the box to say that they're done. Yep. And Dr. John, I've come to this realization. You and I have actually come to this together in working together. But I feel like the difference between the practices that are $1 million and multi-$1 million is about an hour a day. It's not this thing of like they work so much harder. It's that they actually know the things that are important.
Correct.
And they spend some time making sure that those things are done each day. It's not an additional hour. I'm just saying it ends up being probably about an hour worth of work. And people can phone that in. They can use that time to be on Facebook, or they can use that time to be like, okay, how are we doing here? Where do I hear good conversations? How much time does it take, Dr. John, to walk by a team member and give them that like thumbs up, high five, fist bump to let them know they're doing an incredible job? It doesn't take that much time, but it takes time for you to be present, and it takes time for you to know that to listen into that conversation. And I think that's what makes you such an exceptional leader.
Yeah. So there's just a handful of things that Marilee, if people would learn to master and take it to their day, they would be shocked at how they can increase their production, increase their profitability, increase their happy time, the happiness in the office, you increase the morale and the culture of your team. And this isn't rocket science stuff, but it is so important. It makes your life so much easier. And these things, Marilee, are so relevant, they go outside of your practice. And that's where a lot of these elements are needed more so than within the walls of your practice. And so they're life elements, not just practice, not practice building. Because I don't believe you can be one thing in the dental office and one thing outside. You just can't do it.
Well, because you know what, Dr. John? I think we might add one more C to the four C's, and it comes from the previous four. I think that courageous commitment is what builds character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's really what happens when you just go, I'm not committed just when it's easy. I'm committed when it makes me scared to death, or when I don't know how I'm going to do it, or when I have to have some uncomfortable conversations. I'm committed even when it feels uncomfortable. I'm committed even when it takes courage, because it's that courage and that commitment together that truthfully build the character. And that's what we've seen over and over again. Yep. So we're just saying, use the time now, take the time now to choose, where does your commitment lie? What is it that you're going to make sure you're going to keep your eye on to know that you have ended this year strong, that you have that courageous commitment so that you end the year with the strongest character possible?
Yep.
That's what we want for you.
Absolutely. That's what we want. So it's a great time to look at that. And in fact, probably should have started looking at it a little while ago, but it's not too late.
That's right.
Late is it, Merrily? They've got 3 months now, and but a lot of holidays in there. But don't let that be an excuse. Do not put up excuses. Excuses are inexcusable. We can't have them. and then start planning your 2023 year. And so you got a lot on your plate out there, folks. So it's time to strap it on, strap it up, get after it, let it rip, and don't hold back.
That's right. Ready? It's time to end the year strong.
It is. It is. Nice topic, Merrily. I enjoy it.
I enjoyed it very much, Dr. John. I are you going to actually tell people your phone number? Or are you going to put that into the show notes? Or are we going to do both?
I'll tell them right now, and I'll do
it. Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay. My personal phone is area code 816-590-1421. Now, just don't call me at midnight, okay?
Wait, are you asking for professional courtesies here? Come on. Business, well, normal? Yes.
I never have my cell phone in my bedroom. It's out in the kitchen charging. And so I won't answer it past 10 o'clock, and I probably won't get to it until I have quiet time in the morning till probably 7. I like to get a cup of coffee and go out and sit on the deck and let the morning wake up with me. And it's a great time to think about stuff. So there's your challenge, our friends. And we're here with you. We're here to help you along, and we're excited for you to finish off this last quarter and then to look for 2023. So love it, Merrily.
Yep. Thanks, Dr. John.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Think Big Dentistry Show. Visit us online at GordonSearsCoachingAcademy.com for more resources to help you break through 7 figures, double your income, and create your dream practice.